spoken to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. Blessed Father, I just thank you for this time of service to you, to reflect upon your word and upon your spirit. I pray that you lead and guide me, hide me in the blood of Christ, and let me speak, Father God, the words for your people today. May we hear and be blessed by your word. My topic today is married to a man. Married to a man. And in my point, I want to drive this point because the Lord's given me this, why the Lord has went to talk about virgins at this time. It's, we have to be prepared for him at this, at these are end times. We've seen a lot of things that shows us the time is near. So at this day, I want to reflect upon our love for him and be prepared for him. And my second one is, what are we here? What are we doing? And what do we need to be? What do we need to be doing? We need to start with love. And in that, John has a lot to say about, this is Matthew, but John has also a lot to say about love. And it is the commandment of the Lord. And this is what's going to get us through to the to be ready for his coming is love. It is the commandment of the Lord. So we can't be like Cain. We can't be like, get bitter. But in this, our text, what happens why Jesus is start talking about the virgins? He's with the disciples, and the disciples are coming out of the temple. And with the religious heart, not religious, but the Jewish heart, they're concerned about what's going on with this building. And so they point out the building to Jesus. And Jesus says to them certain things, a number of things about the kingdom of God. He gets into this eschatological subjects about his coming. And the virgins are one. Well, the virgins are pure and they have no other gods, no other man, but the Lord God. That he wants Christians with the heart for him and him alone. So this is the virgins. These are those five wise virgins had nothing else to do with any other groom but him. So then they're getting prepared in this marriage. Five are wise and five are foolish. These wise, the wise were wise because they had the love of God in their hearts. This oil represents to obey God and not to be ashamed of him, to love one another. That is the oil. We have to be prepared and walk in love as we are proclaiming who we are. We have, they will know you by your love. So you have to be able to forgive, you have to be able to love each other. You have to be able not to be ashamed, because if you deny the Lord, then he's going to deny you. That's how it works. This is the commandment of the Lord, to love you, but to love each other. It is God's command. It is our Lord's command. So Jesus and his disciples are walking out, and he's teaching them about not the building or the structure, but the structure of the saints and what we should be doing. So he hasn't come yet. So this is what we are to be doing. We need to fall in love with the groom. Now, this is hard for most men, because you have to say that you're married to, you have to say basically you're married to a man. But we're married, the church is married to a man. That's why women don't have a problem with it, because we're married to Jesus. So this witness is easy. But for men, it's a little difficult. But there's no giving of marriage in heaven. This is a spiritual thing. So all that he's done for me, dying for me, giving me his spirit, all the wonderful blessings that he's poured out from heaven for me, this is my husband. This is I love him and no other God. In our text, it's five wise, five foolish. These five are forsaking everything to be ready for the groom. The five foolish are lazy. They're careless. They're slothful. They're disobedient. They want what they want. They're not loving each other. They're not loving God. We want to be ready. The Lord says to be occupied and be ready for the coming of the Lord. And then it says they slumbered and they slept. Well, it's appointed every man to die once, and then there's judgment. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So they all have sinned, but it's a wonderful thing that he sent his son to die for all mankind. And those who received him were sinners saved by grace. We're still in these earthen vessels. So we sleep, but yet he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. It's good to know that he won't pluck you out of his hand. And that it's wonderful to know that you are in his hand. And he won't leave you. So this oil that they have it in their lamps. In Jewish rituals at a married time, it takes about a year for them to get together and see one another. It takes the marriage preparation is a week. So the virgins are getting prepared for the groom's arrival. As they sleep, there's a loud sound that the groom is coming. And so that's when they get up, they get ready, they need to walk out in the dark because it's midnight. They will trim what has been laid. They let the fire go out. And so they need to trim that wax off and then pour more oil and light it so that they can see again. I see the church is like that. When you come into church, it's like, well, we're in Zoom, but we're together. It's a refilling. That's part of the anointing that what God is asking us to do, to come together and not forsake yourself, to read the Bible, to pray, These things are filling the oil. And not only that, but tell someone else about the goodness of our Lord. This is part of the oil. So they trim it, get ready, and the unwise, they ask for oil. And well, it's basically too late. Here he comes. But now you're off trying to get it together. Well, we want to be ready for that. Our relationship must be ruled by love. 24/7, no matter what anyone does to us or any engagement of hatred or malice, we have to just let it go and continue to love. This is not just any phileo, but it's an agape love that says, I don't care what you say or do, my avenue, my feet are planted in love. And that's what I'm going to do. So our gathering together, here is a filling station. We need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to continue to look to the Lord, look to his word, look to others to be inspired, to be ready, and to let that fire burn. He says, it's like fire shut up in my bones. So we need to be hot or cold. I like hot coffee. I like cold lemonade, but I don't like it lukewarm. I want to be able to be used by the Lord, and he wants us either hot or cold. Rather, just this time, the groom arrives. These five foolish are not prepared for that winkling of the eye. It's going to happen in a moment. We don't know when it's going to happen, when he comes. But if we have love in our hearts, no matter if we sleep or slumber, no matter if we're not in a building church, we're there, but you have love in your heart, you will be caught up with him in the cloud, to meet the church and our Lord, to meet him in the air. And that is what he has promised. And they cried out, Lord, the unwise, the foolish cried out, Lord, let us in. But then it was too late. Jesus says they will call out, Lord, Lord. But then he says, I never knew you. So what are we to be doing at this present time? Like I said, it's the commandment to love each other and not be ashamed of his coming, to tell others about him. John has much to say concerning love and the commandment and what these foolish should have been doing. In 1 John 4:7, he says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. Then he says in 1 John 3:11, we can move back to John 3:11. He says, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Let's move on again back to 1 John 2:7, 10 and 11, it says, brethren, I write a new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye have from the beginning, the old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling, but he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knows not where he goes, because darkness has blinded his eyes. Unlike John's writing in the St. John, and even in 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, you have John speaking about the beginning. If you walking offline, or you're even driving offline, the best thing to do is to focus on, well, maybe just look in the rear view and see where you came from. And that's what John has done. He looks in the rear view, like Jesus is teaching. He says, it's not like what you've seen in the law. It's what happens in the beginning. What happens in the beginning is where then we can get on track. We can get right on track. John's writing starts at a beginning focal point to help us get on track. That's Genesis. In John, 1 John 2, he's in darkness. So the man who does not love is in darkness. And 1 John 3:14, he's in death if he does not love his brother. And 1 John 4:7, he just says, okay, the man is not saved if he does not love his brother. He just doesn't know God. He hasn't seen God. He says, Noah, he is out if he does not love. That's why we have to, these versions had to ground themselves. The scripture says, be grounded in love, like a electrical line. It needs to be grounded. If that's what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to make up our mind to be like God and to love like God. I'm not talking about having coffee with you. I'm talking about don't be like Cain, at least. Abel was preaching good. That's a religious thing to just go and kill him. Just don't kill nobody. Don't kill nobody. Daniel was preaching good. Daniel was preaching real good. And they put him in a room full of lions. John the Baptist was preaching good. And they chopped his head off. Religious people, all claiming to be loving in the name of God. Jesus was preaching good and they crucified him. So when it's your turn, receive it like you want to be received, and love your brother. Don't be religious and say, I could do better than that, and tell everybody and then start your own church. You want to love regardless of how you see it. If the brother is righteous, he says he is righteous. If he is wicked, then he is wicked. That's God's business. You have no heaven or hell to put him in. Only God does. Pray for that brother. Love on that brother. Don't hate him. At least John says, don't be like Cain. Don't get off. And if you feel that pain of anger, of anything that is hateful, get on your knees, repent. Ask God to help him, her, help you. Who do we look to then? If we're not to be like Cain, then who? The scripture says in Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus, the author, perfecter of our faith, the Lamb of God, sinless man of God, who came in the flesh and died for your sins. That's who we are to be like. And he has plenty to say concerning the commandment, the unconditional commandment of love. Love is a relationship that starts from the beginning. God loves the man he created, and he's not stepping away from that relationship. He keeps you. If you love, and that is the evidence that you are saved. It's the spirit of Christianity is love. Love is the strongest source on earth. You can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't hear it, but it's felt with the heart. You have to, it's important that nothing is more important than you responding to love. It can't be your skills or your talents or anything. Your devices can't be more important than responding to love. You got to let it go and get that one thing that you're rooted and grounded in that's going to save you. Is if you love God, you got to love people. Unconditional love is the commandment. When the Christian shows love, he shows God. Basically, that's what he shows. Because what? God is love. You say that you are a Christian. That has to be evidence. Not that you know Genesis to Revelations. Pray that you do. That's good that you're able to turn to the book of Matthew. You know where Psalms is. You don't get lost. It's good that you're in Bible class. But love. I know lots of people, they can get on their knees and they stand up and are hateful. Shouldn't be like that. Or they give and still hateful. They would give their body. But they don't have love because they don't have no patience. They don't have no kindness. They seek their own. They don't bear up on. They're not bearing. So we want to bear. We want to walk in love. These wise virgins had a true heart, a Christian's heart. They were unashamed to be ready for the coming of the Lord and for his arrival. John says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. And I go prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." It's a promise that he is coming back. He is, he will fulfill his word. He's not a man that he would lie. For hallelujah, hallelujah. In Revelations 19, 6 to 7 says, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has made herself ready." Praise the Lord. Well, this concludes my message. See, it only took me 15 minutes, but I praise God that you was blessed with this word. Praise God. Thank you, Father God, for this blessed time that you have, that you are our groom that's coming, our bridegroom that is coming. May we be ready. And some 2,000 years ago, you gave your life, but you was not in the grave for more than 3 days. But then that third day, you rose from the grave. God raised you up. And you said, whoever confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, whoever confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, the Lord Jesus Christ then they are saved. They are saved. Man, woman, boy or girl, if you're listening under my voice, you can repeat that and the Lord hears you. Why does the Lord hear you? Because he made you. And he knows when you speak. It's recorded. If he knows every hair on your head, then he knows what you say. If you're going to be judged by what you say or do, he knows, regardless if any other man hears it. He hears it. It's a good thing that you share it, though, after you say it. May God bless you and be a blessing over the words that has been spoken. So if you repeated those words with your mouth, welcome to the family of God.